I'm Guy Raz, and on NPR's How I Built This, how a simple splash of color accidentally launched Sandy Chilowich into a 40-year career as a designer, entrepreneur, and creator of the now famous Chilowich placemat. Subscribe or listen now.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and today we bring you our favorite music from August. Each month, we ask our passionate and very contrasting team to tell us what they love most in the month gone by. We are all over the map. I'll begin with something I've listened to more than any other record in August. It's from Bright Eyes, the music of Conor Oberst, Nate Walcott, and Mike Mogus. They're joined by members of Red Hot Chili Peppers. If you like your music with swirls of color, lyrics full of mystery but yet intent, then this first Bright Eyes record in 9 years is worth a lot of your time. From down in the weeds where the world once was, this is One and Done.
I was dreaming of you. You were in my dreams. My old pal looks shaky with a cigarette in his hand. Salt and pepper sprinkled on his face and on his head. Looks like he might start crying. It's just something that I said. Let's take a walk around the block. This fleeting feeling's infinite. Around here we've been wondering what tomorrow's gonna sing. On the final field recording from the loud Anthropocene, I seen the sparkle of the diamonds on the watch of the MC. It's not keeping time, just shining. It's not the first time you said one and done, and oh my God. What you sacrificed will never be enough. Town looks empty, but we knew it wouldn't last. Behind bulletproof windows, there's still wire in the cash. Whatever they could scrape up, whatever that they had, there's a lot of mouths to feed through this famine. This room seems even smaller now. And I remember it. Hung mirrors on the walls and the ceiling. There's no disguising it. There's no denying it. This little box fits everything there is. It's not the first dance you said one and done. Oh my God, baby, oh my God. Came to the wedding, you were looking rough. Watched the masochist all celebrating love.
Come on. Hey, I'm Lindsay McKenna, and I'm an assistant editor here at NPR Music. Earlier this year, the Washington, D.C.-based artist Barty Strange released Say Goodbye to Pretty Boy, an EP of songs originally by The National. But it's way, way more than just a covers EP. Instead, it's a project of both appreciation and interrogation. Barty's was actually partially inspired by the experience of seeing The National in D.C. after moving to the area from Brooklyn. He says he was struck by how few Black people were at the show, and it prompted a lot of questions about the music industry and genre, and even legacy and history. The result, that EP, is remarkable. And as it turns out, it was just a preview of what was to come. Last month, a few members of the NPR music team nominated Barty Strange's song Mustang for our Press Pause playlist, a multi-genre playlist of the best songs we can't get enough of. We're a multi-genre team, and Barty's music feels similarly exploratory, with influences from all sorts of genres. Earlier this month, Barty's announced that Live Forever, his debut LP, will be released on October 2nd, and he also released a new single from it called Boomer. After hearing that, I can't think of another album that I've been this excited for. No doubt about it, Boomer is my pick for best of the month. It's one of a kind. Here it is.
Hey bro, hey bro, hey bro, look, I'm the Mac. And that was way before I did the ziggies in the act. And that was back when I was doing Harlem Nights with 20 racks. They call me Hershey cause the money always coming real. Is we on track? Woo! I relapse. Woo! I told my girl that I was working. That's a lie, I'm in the trap. Told my mama I was saving. Fuck, I spent that shit on wax. Told my friends I couldn't make it. They don't know I got the back. I know most people gonna say what they wanna say. Most people gonna smoke what they wanna smoke. And others, they don't care about no other things. And sometimes, it's kinda hard to tell exactly where I wanna go. I know it don't show. I know it don't show.
What's up, y'all? It's Bobby Carter, producer for The Tiny Desk. And my favorite album for August is by Victoria Monet, and it's called Jaguar. Victoria is known as a veteran songwriter in the game who's penned pop smashes for everyone from Ariana Grande to Fifth Harmony to Chloe and Halle. But for her own project, for the Jaguar, it's straight R&B. This album is brash and it's colorful and layered with these beautiful harmonies and melodies. But above all, Jaguar is sexy, capital S. And it's produced in its entirety by my favorite producer of the moment, and he goes by D. Mile. And here's Touch Me from Victoria Monet's Jaguar, my favorite album of August 2020.
Went from hands on the wheel to hands on my thigh, hands on my body in the back of the Porsche. I'm in love with your fingertips, I reminisce places you kiss. Girl, it's been too long. And when you rock them short nails, that's low-key sentimental. Now keep them cut though, so there ain't no incidentals. And I love them tattoos, I still gotta learn them all. Tell me when you're gonna make them the right ends on my wall. And touch me, feel me, get to touchscreen, you know who you should call, babe.
I'm Serena Toros, a contributor for NPR Music. Listening to Welsh producer Kelly Lee Owens' sophomore album, Inner Song, sounds like what I imagine it feels like to don a VR headset. Stripped of a key tether to the physical world, the music ferries you through your own consciousness on a journey to discover something deeper and truer about yourself. From unlocking emotional release on the simply titled On, to blessing the rains down in Wales with John Cale on Corner of the Sky, this is like electronic music that does what we need it to. It drops the bass so hard the vibrations balloon, capturing us in the blast, the beat blooming in our chests like a magnetic field that repels all negative energy. Here's Kelly Lee Owens with Night from Inner Song.
What's right on the end?
That's Kelly Lee Owens, her song Night from her album Inner Song. We're halfway through our favorites from August. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from our sponsor, Sierra Nevada Brewing Company. Founder Ken Grossman shares why he thinks of his company as a family, and not just because his daughter and son help run the brewery.
We've been focused from our beginning on trying to do the right thing. Our focus is to treat people fairly, to produce great products, to try to build a company and a culture that's sustaining. But it's also a community, a family.
To learn more, go to sierranevada.com. Please drink responsibly.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We are playing our favorite songs from August 2020, and we continue with this pick from NPR Music's Stephen Thompson.
My favorite song of August and my favorite album of August are the exact same pieces of music. Microphones in 2020 is a 45-minute song that takes up an entire album. And as you might imagine, it takes a journey. Phil Elverum used to record under the name The Microphones before making about 15 years worth of albums as Mount Erie. But the names don't mean that much when you're talking about what's essentially a solo project. The Microphones, Mount Erie, it's all just Phil Elverum, no matter how you contextualize the music. And that's sort of what Microphones in 2020 is about. It's a song about renaming yourself, reclaiming your past, assessing your present, and shedding your old selves. It's about a lifetime in progress and an identity that's always shifting and evolving over time. Microphones in 2020 is a swirl of memories and reflections, but it also pushes us to reject nostalgia and embrace a state of constant change. Microphones in 2020 unfolds like a late-night drive. It's hypnotic. It's a song that never really ends, which you'll find is kind of the point. There is no end. Anyway, we can't play all of it, obviously, but here's a little bit of Microphones in 2020.
At first I called my recordings a different name. I called it the Microphones on the third cassette I made. I loved recording, and the equipment seemed to be living, and it sang to me like static interference from the small AM radio station down the street. Night in Anacortes in the mid-90s, oil tankers rumbling. I stayed late recording every night, and I drove back to my parents' house. Headlights through the trees along Heart Lake Road, winding down the dark slope beneath Mount Erie. I was already who I am. A bottle of India ink, masking tape, Julie Dwaron, Tori Amos, Cranberries, Sinead O'Connor, Eric Strip, Red House Painters, Sonic Youth, This Mortal Coil. Kurt Cobain had died. I had my driver's license and a girlfriend, and we'd cling to each other and dream that anything's permanent. Even back then, beast of uninvited change insisted itself in. And look here, it still hangs. But when I was young, young, I'd go driving in the rain. I saw Stereo Lab in Bellingham, and they played one chord for 15 minutes. Something in me shifted. I brought back home belief I could create eternity. Leaning the guitar up on me, taping down organ keys, feeding back forever, distorted waves of symbols oceany. Slowly starting to try to move the world. 17 the same in the moment, but romantically grasping in the dark like shadows of the moon on the back of the car seat.
Hey y'all, I'm Lars Gotrich, the Vikings Choice dude at NPR Music. Sometimes the best pop songs stick to the basics. No muss, no fuss. With the sweeping promises, they add some fuzz. The same way the Pixies wrote pop songs with a nasty sheen, this Boston post-punk band dirties up earwormy melodies with a lo-fi charm. You can play Spot the Influence all over the debut. Young Marble Giants here, Kleenex Lily put there, some B-52s and Blondie for good measure. And Lyra Mondal has a voice that just leaps and bounds with the enthusiasm of a bedroom performance, hairbrush in hand. But mostly you can hear Ben dream out loud, and as the album title suggests, hunger for a way out. Get ready to dance this mess around. Here's the title track from Sweeping Promises' debut album.
I'm Saraya Mohammed from NPR Music. For our best of music lists, I pick musicians from England pretty often. Maybe it's because they have this distant sensibility and a collective sound that suggests the music wasn't quite cultivated here in the US. You can hear this in their music, even though so many UK artists were influenced by the same music that inspired American musicians. Singer-songwriter and guitarist Oscar Jerome is no different. Some of his guitar heroes include George Benson, Kenny Burrell, and Jimi Hendrix, but he was also influenced by John Martin, a soulful British composer and guitarist who was really good at mixing jazz with folk music. Jerome's album, Breathe Deep, has a folksy feel for sure, but it also incorporates a lot of other kinds of music too, like a distinctive West African undertone. Makes sense because Jerome is a member of the Afrobeat collective Coco Roco. His songs touch on political and humanitarian issues, but he writes about emotion too, like in Koi Moon, which is a love song, and happiness in Joy Is You, a song he wrote when his nephew was born. Recently, Jerome was interviewed on Giles Peterson's BBC radio show, and he explained that this album is the end of a personal chapter, but for other people, this music can help us step back and look at what we have in our lives and figure out how to move forward. I like that advice with all that's going on right now. Here's that tune I mentioned. This is Joy Is You. It's from my favorite album released in August, Breathe Deep by Oscar Jerome.
To smile and to belong and nothing else, just for a little while. So true, your innocence makes so much more sense than they do. It's so true. And as my thoughts go back to see Cheryl, so though there's a baby in the bluebells, the joy. Steps through the window and rejoices in the blood flow. The joy.
That's Oscar Jerome wrapping up our favorite music from August from NPR Music. Hope you enjoyed. There's some great Tiny Desk home concerts coming up online. You can find those at the NPR Music site. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan. Stay well, everybody. It's All Songs Considered.